I have two questions for the Rav to answer at his convenience. First, does Hashem answer the prayers of an individual in this world? In other words, does Judaism believe that if a person davens hard enough or keeps the mitzvahs piously enough, he is somewhat immune to cancer, being hit by a drunk driver, or that he was destined to get cancer, he doesn't get it? What does Hashem do? Change the direction of the cancerous cell or make the drunk driver not get drunk, notwithstanding the issue of Bechira for the drunk? It just seems to me odd that one would believe that leading a pious life or praying to Hashem can lower their chances of being rear-ended by a semi-truck whose brakes gave out. Second, regarding the halachically condoned death penalty, does the Rav know whether the Beis Din used to jail an individual if they were caught breaking Shabbos with Hasra and Tu'edim? Meaning, were they given a choice, like you can either be put to death and thus atone for your discretion, or you can live your life and suffer the consequences in hell? Or maybe just let him leave the community? Thanks, Josh Kahn from Miami. Okay, first of all, we most certainly believe that davening and learning Torah and doing mitzvahs and doing chesed and giving tzedakah has an effect on what happens to us in this world. There is no direct guarantee because there are a lot of factors to be taken into consideration, and the main reward for mitzvahs is not in this world, it's in the next world. However, tefillah, tzedakah, tshuva, maviri misroa hagzera. We say it every Rosh Hashanah. And we daven constantly for our situation to change in this world. And yes, God controls the world, and He can protect and change things if that is what is warranted. And we do believe that tefillah has an effect, even for this world. And the same thing goes with tshuva and tzedakah and mitzvahs or whatever. However, just because a person davens and keeps mitzvahs is no guarantee that he's not going to have negative situations in this world. Some of those negative situations are nisyonos. Some of them are punishments or yisurim for sins that he committed. And some of them are beyond our comprehension why they happen. Why that neshama needs that specific thing. But most certainly, in all of the factors that are taken into consideration, prayer is a factor that can protect a person and can change a negative decree against a person. How God will do that, that's His business. Regarding a death penalty, the Beis Din had a mitzvah, a responsibility, to carry out the death penalty if it was warranted, and they couldn't let the person buy his way out, or they couldn't give him a choice. They only had jails to keep people in jail until it was obvious, until it was ascertained whether the person was liable to a death penalty or not. He hit somebody, and the person hovered between life and death, and they put him in jail until the person either recovered or died, and then they took him to court and judged him accordingly. And if he was liable to a death penalty, then they post haste fulfilled that death penalty, and the Beis Din had no right to forego killing people who are liable to a death penalty halachically.